Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. I just want to let people know that during the Twins preseason, we will try to have two Twins guests. We're the Twins flagship station. We'll have somebody from the front office. We know that's irritating, at least one listener, probably every week. And then we're going to try to get a player, and that player will generally be in this segment. So it's kind of who's available. We don't usually know ahead of time. We're going to be talking to Neil Broughton in about 3 minutes, and I told Mike at least that I have a favorite Neil Broughton story that has nothing to do with hockey and everything to do with golf. We were in a tournament at a golf course in Wisconsin, playing a course we'd never played before, and Neil was in our foursome. And behind us was a group with Lou Nanny in it. And on somewhere in the front nine, we played a par four with a highly elevated green, which was essentially barely visible from the fairway. And we putted out, and I went to put the flag in, and Neil said, "I got it." And Neil went over, walked off the green, and put the flag on a bunker right next to a sand trap and walked off with a big grin on his face saying, we're going to hear about this. 3 holes later, on a par three, we get backed up. Lou Nanny has smoke coming out of it. And he went right for Broughton. He said, "Broughton, I know that was you who put that flag there." And I thought it was one of,
now that's a good
that
story.
That was one of the great moves I have
aim
seen.
Aim for the flag, right? Just aim for the flag, Louie.
I don't know if Neil will remember that, but it was probably 15 years ago when I never forgot it. I it may be an old trick. I had never seen anybody do it before. Can you believe how many years it's been since the Miracle on
39.
Ice?
39.
Just incredible.
Where were you, Dave, when they won?
Well, I was watching on TV. And, of course, today people say, you know, they won the gold medal. They had to play another game. But yeah. that was
– Sunday
that
game,
was
the, right?
Yeah, that was the game. You know, it was voted eventually the sports story of the 20th century.
How many times do you think Sid said, "Boy, I just kicked myself for not going out to Lake Placid" after that, after the result, huh?
Sid, did you have any – thought of going to Lake Placid in 1980 for the Olympics? I mean, you're not a big Olympics guy, but we were just saying it was voted, I think, by Sports Illustrated as the sports story of the 20th century, the Miracle on Ice 1980 Olympic victory.
Well, we covered Gopher hockey with Herb Brooks at that time.
Yep.
Was as good as the North Stars. I mean, it was big time. I went to Detroit when they won the NCAA championship. And I didn't go to the Olympics. We had somebody else go there. But Gopher hockey was big, 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 big.
Well, look at the 9 Gophers on the Olympic hockey team. And that was evidence. In fact, we're going to get Neil on here in a minute.
Yeah.
Neil's involved in some volunteer coaching, right, Mike?
Well, and he's going to coach the Hendrickson Foundation. There's a big event coming up this weekend.
And he joins us right now.
Neil, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Really good.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you. We were just talking. You've got the Hendrickson Foundation has a big event coming up this Saturday, and you're one of the coaches, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be behind the bench. I kind of hung up the skates a couple years ago, so I get to tell them to work harder now. I always kind of wanted to sit behind the bench after about 5 years in the NHL, so it's kind of cool.
Well, this is a great cause, too, because the Hendrickson Foundation has done a lot for a lot of people over the years, and we lost Larry this last year, but Danny and his group have been so involved in it.
Oh, just a tremendous family. Hendrickson Foundation is outstanding, and I think they're up like 10 teams from last year to 42 teams, and so it's just a great weekend for not only some of the celebrities that get to come out and play on Saturday afternoon, but the people with disabilities, they have lots of fun. They, you know, get to play each other and a little competition and a lot of smiling and laughing, and the people in the stands, you know, enjoy it. So it's just a great weekend, and the weather sounds like it's supposed to be really nice, so hopefully a lot of people will come out.
Sid?
Mr. Broughton? Sid Hartman here.
Sid! Hi, Sid!
You need no identification.
Special friend. What made Brooks such a great coach?
He got the best out of every player he could have. I mean, not only his best players he got the best out of, but even the average players, he got the best out of them. And Herbie was an old-time coach, back when I remember, like in Pee-wees, our Pee-wee coach was really hard on us, and Herbie was hard on his players, and he expected a lot out of them. But he loved all his players too, you know, in a way that it was kind of tough love. And he was a tremendous coach. He understood how players played. He put them in the best positions and with the best chance to win. And that's what Herbie did really good.
What? How many of you guys showed up for that reunion?
I think there's going to be about maybe 14 to 16 guys. You mean the fantasy camp up in Lake Placid?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
We usually get between 12 and 16 guys. Some guys, I think it's a 4 or 5 day thing up there. In the past, I think we've did it for 4 or 5 years. It's been full, but some guys stay up there for a couple days. I think Rizzioni might only stay a couple days, and then they head out. But most of the guys are up the whole time, and it's just a lot of fun to see the guys again and hang out with them and get to talk to a lot of different people from, you know, I mean, we get people from Arizona and Dallas and Florida and California, and so it's kind of cool.
Neil, after 1980, did you ever get to know any of the players on the Russian team, get a chance to talk to them about the game and their reaction?
Yeah, I got to know Fedosov a little bit in New Jersey when I got traded from Dallas to New Jersey. And he's first time I kind of met him, he knew who I was kind of, but he goes, that was still a joke. You guys beat us. You know it. And everybody knows it. I says, yeah, you're right. That was a joke. But I didn't get a chance to meet too many of the other players. I mean, I talked to Fedosov a few times. He was one of their best. He was one of the best defensemen to ever play the game. So I got to talk to him a little bit in New Jersey, but that's about it.
Did you have an idea as soon as you won it how big it was going to be? There would be the story of the century, et cetera.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely no idea. I mean, I was only like 19 or 20 years old, and we were just playing for the love of the game. And I was on a team that, just played for one another, and no one really, we didn't care if Mark Johnson scored 2 goals or Pavlich scored 2. We just played with one another, moved the puck, and skated as hard as we could. And I mean, we played against some unbelievable teams. Sweden was great. Czechoslovakia was great. The Russians were obviously great. I think we played the Canadians throughout the year about 10 times that year. For myself, we were just having fun playing, and it ended up going good for us. So,
the night before, didn't you play the Russians at Madison Square Garden?
No, that was like 10 days before.
And got your brain beat out.
We got our butts. We were just basically looking around, and our chins were dropped, and our eyes were wide open, going, "Man, these guys are so good." I mean, they were incredible. I mean, they beat the NHL All Stars like 7-2 or 9-2 or something in Montreal. I mean, they were just unbelievable. They were so strong in the puck. They passed the puck hard. They shot. Their wrist shots were hard, and everything about them. They're strong on their skates. You know, I mean, they were just everything you want being a hockey player. I mean, they used to work out like 8-10 hours a day, and with 50-pound rocks hauling them up hills. You know, it's a little different nowadays, but their conditioning and that was tremendous, and they knew exactly where to go on the ice and how to regroup, and they played on big ice. And I mean, they were just unbelievable hockey players. It was fun to watch them play, actually.
Neil, a lot of people forget that you beating the Russians wasn't the last game. You had to go out the next day and play Finland. Do you remember what Herbie said to you before that Finland game? Because it would have all been for nothing if you'd have lost that.
Well, Herbie said, if you guys screw this game up, you're going to take it to your effing grave. So, he gave quite a little talk before we started that game, and we fell behind that game too, but I don't know, our team was just like we just kept plugging away. It seems like as the game got into the game further, we got stronger. So, and then of course Jimmy Craig stood on his head most of the whole Olympics, and without good goaltending we would have never won. But Finland was a really good hockey team, and we had to beat them, otherwise we wouldn't have even won a medal. So that was pretty good.
Neil, I don't know how much you're following the Wild right now, but they're struggling right now. You've been down these roads in the NHL. What do you see when you see this team right now?
Well, it's pretty obvious. I think it's kind of the whole. Preezy's got 23 or some goals, but their goal scoring is they can't generate enough offense, I don't think. But, you know, some guys last year had some stall, had a good year last year with 40-some Zucker, and they're kind of, you know, got bad luck or whatever it is. I don't really know for sure. But, yeah, their boat is definitely leaking a little bit, and they got to plug it up and get that thing sailing because they need about a five. They need about a five-game window here where they win three or four games and kind of put a little breathing room between the other teams. But other than that, it's going to go right down to the end. So,
how many of those guys played in the National Hockey League?
How many of the guys did
played in the National Hockey
from League? The Olympic team that you played on?
Oh, I think there was probably 8 or 10 guys, maybe. Maybe more than that. I mean, some guys played a couple of years in the minors and then were up. You know, guys played a couple of years. Strobel, I don't know how many years he played. McClanahan played. Baker, Christian, Johnson, Pavlich, myself. Jimmy Craig played a little bit. Kenny Morrow, Ramsey. I'm forgetting guys. But
you're up around 13 or 14. That's not bad.
There was quite a few guys, and before that, I mean, there was only a few guys that from U.S. that played in the NHL. You know, Langevin played, I think, with the Islanders, and I can't really think of too many other guys that were in the NHL at that time. So it kind of gave a really good boost to the U.S. hockey program at that time, and then the scouts from Canada or wherever they were from started looking at American kids a little closer, so it was good for USA Hockey.
And finally, Neil, just to make everybody feel old, how old's your oldest grandson now?
10.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so I'm skating that one day. Here he comes.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I watch hockey, and they both play in Woodbury, so I hang out at the rinks a little bit, a couple, 2-3 days a week. So.
Oh, fun. Fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Well, we'll see you next week at the Hendrickson Foundation event. That'll be a lot of fun.
Give him a steak.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Hey, Neil, give our boss here your address. And we'll get your murder certificate. I know that wife of yours, you're cheap. You never take her out to a good place.
Sally?
Here's your chance to take her out to eat. Tell her hello for me.
Hey, I've been on the radio before. You said that about 10 times. I've never gotten that certificate.
Well, 11 is a lucky 11's a lucky number.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get it this time. Just stay on hold.
Yeah, just stay on hold. We'll get your address. Okay, and we'll make sure it goes out in the mail.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's Neil Broughton back with more after this. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.